Hey guys, wanna last longer in bed without having to worry about it? Who doesn't want to last a little longer in bed, right? It's hard to wait for your girl to come because there really is an orgasm gap. And that's why I love Promescence Delay Spray. Promescence Delay Spray is going to make you last a little bit longer in bed without you having to worry about lasting longer, because it's not going to totally numb you out and it's not going to transfer to your partner. And for your girl, they have a whole line of women's products. They also sell supplements called Vitaflux that are going to make you hornier. They have everything you need for a hot night of sex. So what are you waiting for? Go get yourself some Promescent. Not only do I recommend them, 2,000 medical professionals recommend them too. And just for listeners of my show, you're going to get 15% off your whole order at promescent.com/strictlyanon. That's promescent.com/strictlyanon. Make sure to order up because you're going to get 15% off your whole order. That's promescent.com/strictlyanon. Go there now to get 15% off your whole order, or just go to the description and click on the link.
Welcome to the Strictly Anonymous Podcast. Conversations with online strangers. We place ads online.
Craigslist is definitely the gift that keeps on giving.
Real people respond.
You go to Singapore or Thailand, you can't not do it. The temptation is just too much.
Real problems.
Does your friend know that you're banging her?
No, he has no idea.
And anything goes.
Motto of the show, let your Greek flag fly.
Probably the only good advice I'll ever give you is to rehide your whips and chain.
Here is your host, Kathy.
Hey, welcome to the Strictly Anonymous Podcast with Kathy. If you haven't followed the Strictly Anonymous podcast yet on Instagram or Twitter, follow me at Strict Anonymous. I don't know why I always sing that. If you haven't followed me on the podcast app that you're listening to me on, make sure to follow me. And if you can, give me a review or give me 5 stars on the app that you're on. Do it. That kind of shit really helps the show. What's really exciting now that I love is that Spotify has polls that I get to create for every episode, and they have questions that I could put out there and people get to comment on the episodes. I love interacting with my listeners about what I'm talking about on the episode. So make sure to comment. I get so excited when I get a comment. If you leave a rude comment about me or my guests, of course I'm not gonna air it, okay? I get the option to post it or not. And I also can't post dirty ones that are flagged by Spotify. So if you leave a comment, make sure to keep it clean and keep it nice, okay? If you think I interrupt too much, move it along. I interrupt way less now than I used to in the past. But anyway, if you want to be on the show, it's called Strictly Anonymous because I change everybody's voices. I change everybody's names. If you have a naughty, interesting story that you want to talk about while remaining anonymous or not anonymous, I'd love to also have you on my show. Send me an email, strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com, or go to my website, strictlyanonymouspodcast.com, and click on Be on the Show. If you have a naughty confession that you want to be aired on an episode, I now do naughty confession episodes. I do one a week. You could call my confessions hotline. You could call that number 24/7, 347-420-3579. That's 347-420-3579. I think you get 4 minutes to leave a message. If you need longer, just call back. I change the voices on them. I edit them together. You could call that number anytime you want. All of those anonymous confessions, even if they're not aired on an episode, or aired on my Patreon. And my Patreon is a really fun community. I have over 2,000 people on there. If you join for only $5 a month, you get all of my episodes early and ad free. I do questions and answers and polls and stuff over there as well. I post all the anonymous confessions there. And I also post all the anonymous sexy pics of all of my guests all over there. And you also get access to my private Discord, where people are allowed to post whatever they want. I don't get involved in the X-rated stuff, but people want to post stuff like that, and they get to over on my Discord. So to get access for my Discord and get all the other stuff that I talked about, you got to join my Patreons, patreon.com/strictlyanonymouspodcast. It's literally just $5 a month, and I feel like you get a lot for that. So all of the links and the emails and the numbers and the websites and all that shit I just talked about are in the Discord. description so you don't have to worry about writing it down. Okay, so today I have on Mary. Mary's like Samantha. Remember Samantha and Sean? Well, Mary and Joe are so similar. I'm trying to hook them up, okay, because they need to hook up. They're so on the same page. Mary is like Samantha, married to a very alpha guy. I have pictures of them. They're over on my Patreon. He's just as beefy and buff and big and alpha as Sean. That's her husband, Joe. I have him taped already. You're going to hear his episode. Today, you're going to hear the whole story from Mary's perspective. Mary and Joe were married a long time, went through some tough times in their marriage. There was a time of infidelity. It's kind of an interesting story. You got to hear that. And then they were kind of like at the point in their marriage where they were on autopilot, kids, careers, weren't really having sex that much. Their future didn't look that great. They even had conversations about it. She talks about it. But during their anniversary, they took a trip and Joe just, you know, threw something out on the table. And what he told her was that he was open to being with guys. She explains how that came up in the conversation. There was something that happened in a restaurant that brought that up. And then they started talking about it. And Mary wasn't close to the idea. She talks about how, you know, she's the type of person that's, you know, more open and willing to ask questions before she makes any kind of judgments. They did a lot of talking about the fact that he was into guys and was looking to experience it. They talked about it for a bunch of months, for a long time. And then they decided to go out and start having threesomes with guys. And they did. And they loved it. This is a woman, and I think it's so interesting. This is a woman who never knew she was into guy and guy action, had no idea whether she'd be into it, but decided to be open to it. And it turns out she loved it. Okay. She like loves giving blowjobs with her husband. She talks about that. She goes through all their different experiences. They've met many different guys, had many different experiences. They did a train. Like I said, she loves doing blowjobs with her guy. She also has been fucked in front of her guy. He loves it. She loves it as well. She's even seen a guy solo and then went back and told her guy about it. She enjoyed that experience. She gets very detailed about all the experiences and threesomes that they had with guys, exactly what went down. Everything's typically always on the table. He's with the guy, he's verse, she's down to do anything with the guys as well. So we get all those great details. And then her guy at some point met a crossdresser and she was like very curious about the crossdresser. So she started meeting for coffee with the crossdresser, and then she met the crossdresser not dressed, and then she hooked up with the crossdresser not dressed, and then they all had a threesome with the crossdresser, and the crossdresser was dressed when she was with the guy and then he wasn't dressed when he was with her. It's so fascinating, that whole dynamic. We end with that story. It's super interesting. I mean, I've talked a lot of crossdressers, so I understand how they roll. But to hear the story of a couple hooking up with a crossdresser and then dealing with the crossdresser, both as like the crossdresser and the female side of the crossdresser and the male side, is super interesting. And how that threesome, exactly what went down, is super interesting too. That's a great episode. You're going to love Mary's story. You're going to love Joe's story. I have hot pics of them, naughty pics over on my Patreon. You're going to want to see them because Joe, like Sean, is a big burly alpha who likes guys. And Mary's a hot wife who loves seeing her guy with a guy and loves having sex with guys in front of her guy. So anyway, if you want to see those pictures, go to my Patreon, patreon.com/strictlyanonymouspodcast. I'm going to be right back on with Mary.
This is the Strictly Anonymous Podcast.
Hi, Mary. Welcome to the Strictly Anonymous Podcast. How are you today?
I'm well. How are you doing?
Good. Now, listen, Mary, this is one of the episodes, one of the kind of episodes I love, where I talk to a couple, but I get the same story from both sides. I already talked to your husband. I don't know who I'm going to air first. Probably you. But you are married to a guy named Joe. He's bisexual. And there was a certain point in your marriage, you guys have been married a long time, where he put that on the table with you. I think you guys were going through a hard time. He kind of copped to that. And it really changed the game. You guys currently have threesomes with guys. He's got a free pass to even go and hook up with guys. And then I know there's this whole interesting crossdresser twist at the end. But let's go all the way back, Mary. You guys were like a vanilla couple, would you say? Married for 20-something years?
Yes, very much so. Very, very vanilla. Married for a lot of years and had kind of your typical ups and downs in our sexual relationship that wasn't really satisfying, I don't think, to either one of us for a long time. We were really busy raising kids and with our careers, and it for me, it was just one of those things that kind of fell to the bottom of the priority list because it
Totally.
wasn't something that I really looked forward to or wasn't that exciting. So it was just, yeah, it was just having sex, I don't know, maybe once a week, three, four times a month, something like that, but nothing ever like outside the box.
Yeah. So do you remember that moment where your husband came to you and told you that he was bi? Is that like the conversation that started everything?
It really was. We were actually on our 20th anniversary trip. We try to take a trip, at least an overnight away, every year for our anniversary. We're on that trip, and we were in a beautiful place, and we had gone to a coffee shop, and there was a trans person serving us. And after we'd gotten our coffee and we left, and I remember, I'm pretty sure we were back in like our lodge room, and he had basically mentioned that that interested him, that that was something that he was kind of curious about. And it kind of caught me off guard. I don't really know where this is going, and it was
I
kind of
can
like out of
imagine.
the blue. But I'm a pretty, like in general, a pretty curious person, and I'm not one to, I try not to make quick snap judgments. I really do try to take a calmer approach and ask questions. So I was like, well, can you tell me more about that? And he basically told me that he had interest in guys. He had that basically opened the door. I asked the question, but he's the one that stepped through the door and basically laid it all out for me and told me that he does have interest in guys, being sexually with guys, and it's something that he wanted to explore. So it was really huge. And I don't remember. I wasn't like put off by it. I was just like, oh, this is pretty cool. We need to explore this. We need to talk more about this.
That's interesting that you thought that. Is it because you weren't happy either, like in your sex life, and you were thinking maybe this could spice things up? I don't know. Like, why do you think that it was something that was like kind of intriguing as well?
Because, yeah, it felt like something new and different. Like it could be something that kind of sparked our relationship back up. And I do remember previous to that, we had sat and had a pretty serious conversation prior to that trip about like we could see ourselves doing that thing that a lot of couples do is just cohabitating, raising children, being in our career, and just drifting apart emotionally, and just not, and being one of those couples that after 25 years is like, well, there's not really anything left. So what are we doing? So we'd actually had that conversation. So when he brought up something like that, I realized he was obviously entrusting me with this information, that he didn't think that I was going to be, that I was going to fly off the handle about it or anything. And so it really did feel like, oh, like we're getting down to something like a little bit deeper than we have before.
Yeah, kind of like now there's maybe a new possibility of your guy's future. Before it didn't look good, right? You kind of knew where you were going to end up. And all of a sudden, it's kind of crazy if you think about it, but it's such an interesting lesson for other people that he just really changed the game by putting something out there, right? It really completely changed it. So
Yes.
we're now like, okay, because this is, I always think, is super important because I'm always getting calls from guys who are doing shit with guys on the DL and doing stuff behind their wives' backs. And a lot of times there's a lot of stigma around guy and guy action, and people just think, oh, it means you're gay, even though that's not a bad thing. But some people, for some reason, people think it's terrible, you know, or they think you're less of a man and stuff. I know because I already have your guy's pictures, okay? And I've seen your guy and I know he's very alpha too. Like, is your guy the type of guy that you would have ever thought was into guys? I mean, was it kind of like shocking to you?
Very much so. Yes. It was very shocking to me because yeah, he is very alpha, a very manly man, a very stocky, muscular build. Does he's one of those, he's an extrovert. He takes the lead on things. He's very outgoing. Just always been a very strong personality. So no, not something I would have imagined.
Yeah, and what I love, and I don't know if he told you about this other couple and if you listen to them, but I just had a couple on, Samantha and Sean, and you guys are like soulmates couples. You're very similar to Samantha. He's so similar to Sean. I don't know if you saw their pictures. It's same kind of thing, big buff dudes, not the type of guy that you would think. And I think it's important that people know that. I think a lot of times people think, oh, I don't know, a guy that's into guys, like I said, is less of a man. Here you have another really super alpha guy that just happens to be into guys. It doesn't say, it doesn't change the fact of him being a man. But you were surprised, right? Because I think that we all kind of think that on some level without even knowing it.
Yeah, for sure. And through the process, I have also come to realize that he's verse. He's not one or the other and adverse to the other one. He can go both ways with it.
So. Yeah. People are going to hear all the details from Joe. So I think that that's like amazing that he was able to put that on the table. Like I said before, I'm typically talking to guys that are doing it on the DL and probably with no plans to ever cop to it because of the fear that their wife sitting across with from them would be like, what the fuck? But like, you were open. I mean, that's just the person that you are, right? Is that what you said?
Yes, I do try to be an open and curious person and ask questions before I, you know, formulate any kind of judgment or response to it. So yeah, it was, I was really curious in that moment, in that initial moment of what that looked like and kind of what he had been fantasizing about.
Did you worry that he had done something or anything like that? Were there any questions like that?
I don't remember thinking that. I don't know whether I asked it in the moment or not, but I don't remember thinking that. We had had issues of infidelity early in our marriage that we overcame, but it was with, like, he had been with other women. I had been with other men. Like, we had infidelity on both of our parts early in our marriage.
Did he tell me that? I don't remember. Both of you had cheated. Was it at the same time because you were going through a rough patch or whatever? Or did one person cheat and then the other person revenge cheated?
No, it wasn't revenge cheating. It did happen around kind of the same time frames. And it was in that early 5 to 7 years of marriage. You're figuring things out and you're figuring out that it's a lot harder than you had thought that it would be.
Want to have the best sex you've ever had in years? Then you need to get yourself some Via High Love gummies. I got an email from a listener of mine that bought them last time I advertised them. And literally the guy said, me and my wife had the best sex that we've ever had in 40 years. Promise you. That's a real review. Via High Love Gummies will get your senses going, increase your blood flow, and intensify your sexual experience. Via also offers zero THC products. They have a whole CBD line with products designed for sleep, focus, and energy, okay? You want something that's going to put you to sleep and keep you asleep? Try the Zen CBD gummies. I normally take melatonin to go to sleep. I took one of these. I got so tired like a normal person and then fell asleep and had the best night's sleep ever. So what are you waiting for? Go get yourself some High Love gummies for great sex and check out all the other Via products. And the best part is Via legally ships in all 50 states with discreet packaging directly to your door. No medical card required. So if you're 21 plus, you're going to get 15% off plus a free pack of award-winning Dreams THC and CBN sleep gummies with my exclusive code STRICTLYANON at viahemp.com. viahemp.com. Use my code STRICTLYANON at viahemp.com for 15% off and a free pack of Dream gummies. Good news, Strictly Anonymous podcast is looking for people to call into the show. So if you lead an interesting, naughty secret life that you want to talk about while remaining anonymous or not anonymous, if you're out and proud, that's cool too. Send me an email, strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com. That's strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com. Or go to my website, strictlyanonymouspodcast.com, and click on Be on the Show. If you have a short confession that you want to get off your back, call my confessions hotline, 347-420-3579. That's 347-420-3579. You could call that number 24/7. I change all the voices on the confessions too, so you remain anonymous. The number, the website, and the email address will all be in the description. Yeah. But and who found out first? I mean, because it's not, I don't know. Did you both just cop to it? It's like interesting that you both were cheating and then you both found out. But what, I just want to hear that story real quick. I just, because it's kind of interesting.
He was found out first. And then I honestly, I found out that he had been cheating and I had cheated also. And I didn't cop to it at that point until later on. So it was happening all around that same time. Oh, and then it finally came out later that I had cheated too. And it was rough. It was very rough in our early marriage, but I will give all the credit to Joe. He was very committed to our relationship. And even in times when I wanted to give up on it, he wasn't willing to. And we persevered and worked through it.
Yeah. Listen. And I think those kinds of situations, if they don't break you up and you are able to overcome them, they do bring you closer because you did go through something together that was really difficult, especially infidelity, especially like for you. I kind of think it's kind of funny, Mary, like you found out he cheated and you didn't even give him like, I cheated too. Like you didn't give him that. Like he had to find out way later. He must've been so pissed. Like, come on. You know what I mean? You railed on me for cheating and you had fucking cheated too.
Yes.
And didn't cop to it. Oh my God. And yeah, you do got to give him credit for being able to get past that because that's like almost a second betrayal a little bit because that was the perfect time for you to have said something. I could also see why at that time, like you had a decision, like you could either say, hey, I cheated too, or you could just point the finger at him. But, you know, that's kind of funny and kind of fucked up, but a little bit harder for him because, like I said, that's a second betrayal. And then years later, but he was able to get past it. Hard times brought you guys closer together. And then here you are so many years later, Joe puts it on the table, tells you he's into guys. And now you're on vacation now. So what's the next move? You asked a lot of questions. He explained it to you. Did you know if you were into guy on guy action? Had you ever looked at that kind of porn or anything?
I had never watched that kind of porn. I was just intrigued by it, I guess. After we were on that trip and he told me about that, we had had probably 4 or 5 months of conversation. And after that, of what that would look like, are you interested in? Where do we find people? Because honestly, one thing we've learned is it's kind of difficult to find. It's not the typical. Most couples are looking for another female. Not a lot of couples are looking for males. So we just were very, again, curious and trying to figure out, okay, well, where do we find people to hook up with? So it was just a lot of conversation about what are you wanting out of these interactions, out of these experiences. So a lot of discussion of that. And then, like I said, it wasn't until about, I think, 5 months after that we had actually met with our first guy.
So tell me, though, a little bit about those conversations. How was it going to look? Like, what did you guys decide on, and were there any rules or regulations?
So yeah, we did talk a lot about boundaries, and initially we had decided that it was going to be us together with another guy, that we wanted to do it together. We both wanted to experience it. We both wanted to be involved in it. So that was the initial boundary. The other one was that we wanted to, whoever we connected with, we wanted to both be messaging with. It wasn't like one of us would set it up and message and then the other one would just show up. It's that we kind of needed to mutually be on the same page of meeting a particular person.
Yeah. And did you find out that you guys had like the same taste in guys? You know, it's kind of, you never know.
A little bit. I tend towards kind of like the more like a muscular build, like burly kind of guy. Like the way that I described it to Joe was like, I kind of want a guy who can pick me up and throw me around.
Yeah.
So that's kind of what I enjoy. I don't know that Joe necessarily has like a particular type. We prefer somebody that is more fit, so to speak.
Yeah.
And that's just our preference because we try to stay in good shape ourselves. So I think we have kind of a similar taste in men. I do prefer somebody that is a little bit taller. And again, it kind of goes back to, I just kind of want somebody to manhandle me at times.
Right. And you're not short yourself. So you want, if you're going to be with a guy, you want him to be taller than you. That makes you feel more of that vibe. Yeah, for sure. But okay. So you go on an app, you put up some pics of yourself and then you guys go looking for guys. And what are you putting out there? Like, we're a couple looking for a bi guy.
That's exactly what we're putting out there. Yeah. And initially we'd gotten on like social media groups to find people that way. And we would message people on those apps. And then we did get on a couple different dating apps for bisexual people and couples. Yeah.
What was that like? Did you have a lot of guys emailing you once you put up your ad?
It didn't feel like an overwhelming response, to be honest with you. And I think maybe we were being a little bit picky about who we were trying to connect with as well. I do remember we messaged with a small handful of guys. Another thing that was important to us, at least early on, was that we didn't want to be with somebody that was in a relationship or a marriage that their partner did not know that they were seeking this out. So that was important to us. So that's kind of an added layer of difficulty in finding somebody. Typically, when we started messaging them, we kind of were pretty transparent, and this is what we're looking for, and here are our boundaries. Do you fit that bill initially? And if they did, then we started messaging back and forth. We wouldn't give a ton of personal information, but kind of just let them know what we were looking for, what we were interested in. Here are our boundaries, which we are not necessarily, we don't want any violence necessarily. No, we're not into pee or poop play. We're not into age play either. That's not typically what we get into. So we just wanted to make sure, because honestly, there are a lot of people out there that seem to be into age play, like wanted to call us daddy or mommy or whatever. And that's not our thing. So we would kind of lay those things out, and that would determine whether or not we would continue messaging with that person or not. And then we moved to sharing pictures back and forth again to just see if it was something that everybody was interested in. And then from there, we would decide, do we really want to meet up? Do we want to pursue this? And another kind of, I guess, I don't know whether it's a boundary or not, but another thing we would do is we would always meet somebody in public first and see, make sure that there was a mutual connection there before we would do anything else.
Yeah, for sure. Now, like that first initial hookup with the first guy, what was on the table as far as like him with the guy going in?
I'm pretty sure everything was on the table. Yeah. I don't remember specifically if we had talked about it. It wasn't just that we wanted oral. It was that we wanted to have sex, like all three of us wanted to have sex together. And the person that we were with that first time, he said he was closet bi. And I after the experience, I was like, I don't think he was closet bi. I really think he's gay and he just doesn't recognize it, because he really didn't want to have much to do with me. He wanted more to do with
you. With Joe. Yeah, could have been a tell. So let's talk about that first experience.
So that first one, we'd met him because it was the middle of a Thursday or something like that we met him. And so I think we met him at a restaurant, if I remember correctly. And then it was close to a hotel that we were planning to go to. So yeah, we sat and we just had, I think, a quick drink and a little appetizer or something. And then we moved on to the hotel after that.
And so what went down that first time?
Like I said, it was pretty awkward. He came in, we were already in the room. He came in, I think we kind of sat down, and there's a little couch and chair area in the room. And we talked for a few minutes. And then I remember Joe just like getting up and going over to him and starting to unzip his pants and take them off and started sucking him. And I think the guy was a little taken back by it because of the like forwardness of it, but we kind of like took it from there and things went pretty quickly.
But so how did that feel for you? I mean, this is the first time you're seeing your guy with a guy where you turned on, because I would assume that maybe, I don't know, at that point you still don't know whether you dig it or not.
I was very turned on by it. Yes. I love watching him with guys.
Isn't that
really
so interesting? You were a woman that had never even seen guy on guy porn. It wasn't anything that you had ever thought about. And here you are now seeing your guy with another guy, and it turned you on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had no idea that was something that would be so so intriguing to me, that would turn me on as much as it does.
It just goes to show that you never know.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, I wouldn't have known, but it's a really, it, it's a very enriching experience for us in our marriage.
Right. And for the woman that's listening too, it's not like you saw your husband as less of a man or anything like that, right? Like it didn't make you see him different. It was just a turn on.
Yeah, no way. I don't see him differently. In fact, I look at him with more love now. Yeah.
Yeah, it's amazing. So that first experience, he's like kind of like blowing the guy. And now do you get involved with the guy this first time? How far do you take it?
I did. At first, I thought I was going to just sit back and watch, but mm-hmm. I couldn't. I wanted to be involved. So I jumped in pretty quick, honestly. And I think we really enjoy giving head together. So I think I had jumped in and we had done that. It wasn't a very long interaction from what I remember. We had moved to the bed. There was a lot of oral, all different ways. The guy had given me oral. And then I do remember that Joe had fucked him. I don't believe that I had sex with that guy, actually the first couple guys we were with, I didn't have sex with. It just didn't happen. And so, like I said, it seemed like a pretty quick interaction. And afterwards, I just remember thinking like, okay, that was like a pretty, like that was an okay first try, basically, is kind of how I felt about it.
Yeah, I think it's always that first time is always the hardest because it's like that everything is unknown, but you like seeing your guy, you were turned on by it. I'm assuming he liked seeing that guy go down on you and all that kind of good stuff, like he was into it as well.
Yes, he is. Yeah, he's very much into that. And he further down the line, obviously, because it didn't happen with that guy, but he loves watching me fuck another guy.
Right, right, right. He's totally into that. Did you ever see this guy again or no? One and done?
No, that was a one and done. We had set up another time with him and then he flaked on us last minute. Mm-hmm. And so that was it for him. So yeah, he was a one and done.
And so then you have a couple other guys that you hook up with and it's kind of the same kind of thing where your husband's just looking for the guy and maybe there's some oral for you.
So yeah, those first two experiences, yes, that's what it was. He was hooking up with the guy and I was getting oral pretty much. I don't think it was until we were with the third guy that I actually had sex with them.
So tell me about that experience and that guy.
So that was one of my favorite guys that we have been with. And I think we met with him maybe 3, 4, 5 times, but we don't see him any longer. Again, he check marks a lot of those like physical characteristics that I was looking for in a guy. And we again met him out in public at a restaurant. And then we decided to move on to the hotel. I remember it was a Sunday because afterwards he made a joke about this is the best Sunday afternoon I've ever had.
Afternoon, but, not even nighttime.
Yeah, no, it wasn't a nighttime. Oh, it was an afternoon. And so we even though it was kind of a new experience, I remember him walking into the hotel room that we were already in. And he was like, well, this is kind of the awkward part, isn't it? And so I just walked up to him myself and I started kissing him and making out with him. And then it kind of took off from there. I think Joe came over and again, like undid his pants and started sucking on him. And we did pretty much, I'm pretty sure everything that with him that first time. I had sex with him. He fucked Joe. There was a lot of oral back and forth. I think there was even while Joe was fucking me, he was fucking Joe.
Oh, wow. Like a little train or something. I don't know what that's called. Yeah.
Which I really enjoy that. We've done that with another guy too. And I really, really enjoy that because I can see what's going on as well.
Yeah. You have the best view.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So that was a really, really fun experience. That was like the first, I feel like that was the first experience that I was like, okay, like this is what it could be like.
Okay. Every single person that listens to my show knows I'm totally down to get every guy to try a little anal action. And that's why I'm excited to tell you about the Butter Wellness Personal Massager. Their personal massager is designed to externally stimulate the male G-spot. That's right. You don't have to put anything inside of you to have a prostate orgasm. You just take their personal massager and you put it right on your taint and you're going to have a prostate orgasm. And for anyone that doesn't know where your taint is, it is that little runway spot in between your balls and your asshole. You just rub that over there. You're going to have a prostate orgasm. And let me tell you, people who have called into my show who talk about a prostate orgasm are like, oh my God, it's like the best thing you've ever experienced. And not only that, massaging your taint is going to increase your blood flow, give you stronger erections. And if you have any kind of ED going on, it's going to help with that too. And right now, Butter Wellness is offering my listeners 20% off your order when you enter the code STRICTLY at butterwellness.com. That's butterwellness.com. Use my code STRICTLY to get 20% off your order. Go to butterwellness.com. Use code STRICTLY to get 20% off and have yourself the best orgasm ever. Yeah. And so, I mean, I was going to ask you if you ever did DP with these guys when you're with two guys, because you have two guys there, but I never thought about that whole train thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Where your guy's getting it and you're getting it. I think that that's the more interesting kind of story in this kind of threesome, right? Than if you have the two guys.
Yeah. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
We really love doing it.
And so what was that like for you banging another guy? This is the first time you're having sex with another guy for a very long time and your husband's watching you. Is it super hot?
Oh yeah. I loved it. I ate it up. I really, really enjoyed it. Yeah. And like I said, he, Joe, enjoyed watching me do it. Not that the first time we were with that guy, the first couple times, I think we had used protection with him, but we became comfortable with him and he became comfortable with us. So the first time that we were with him and he didn't use a condom, the thing that Joe really loves doing is while I'm fucking a guy, he will take his dick out of me and he'll start sucking on it. That's one of his favorite things to do.
Now, is a big part of why you're enjoying it because you're like your husband's watching and you're kind of performing for him?
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, I love knowing that he's watching me.
That's so interesting. Can you imagine, fast forward, if like you went back 5 years ago and that you'll be like with another guy in front of your husband loving it, doing a train? Would you ever imagine that this is where you'd be?
No
on a Sunday afternoon.
No, never in a million years.
You guys thought you'd be like not talking in separate bedrooms.
Yeah, exactly. Just continuing to drift apart.
Yeah, so crazy how you get things changed up. So, okay, I know he talked a lot about the reconnecting sex, like, because a lot of times people call it reclaiming. And he's like, I don't even call it reclaiming. I call it reconnecting. And I thought that was like an interesting perspective. How is that reconnecting with you guys afterwards? Because people always talk about that, the sex that you have after those experiences with each other and how it's always so intense and sometimes lasts for weeks. You could live on the high from it.
Definitely. So Joe is very, very sexually charged. So we could have one of these experiences. And typically, if time allows, we'll be with a guy for 4 hours, 4 or 5 hours.
Wow.
And so after those experiences, like, I'm good. I'm good for a few days. Like, I don't necessarily, but Joe, it does the opposite for him. It like charges him up and he's ready to go. And so, yeah, we did have a conversation about the reconnection sex. For us, it's a lot of, we really love like laying in bed, being in an intimate space together and just talking about the experience. What did you like? What did you like? Did you know that I was doing this while you were doing that? Because, you know, you miss things that are going on because you may be getting some sort of pleasure that has you kind of locked in. So that's the thing that we love to do, is to just kind of for a long time afterwards, just to talk about it. Oh, well, did you like it when he did this? Or did you like watching this? Those kind of things. And those things do carry us through when we're within our relationship and when we're having reconnection sex.
Right. In between guys, you have all this other stuff now to talk about, to fantasize about, to go over, to reminisce, right?
Yeah. It's basically like our own mental porn collection.
Yeah. And then that's a part of it for you, watching him be pleasured as well by the guy. Do you love to see that for him?
Oh yeah. I love watching him get fucked. In fact, one time when we were with a guy, it was somebody we had been with a few times. And I was like, I said, when we got into the hotel room, I said, well, why don't you start off with him and I'll just be over here on the couch watching.
Yeah.
And they spent a good long while together and I got to just sit there and watch and masturbate and watch him get fucked.
And that turns you on enough. That could get you off just watching that.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I let it happen for a good long while, just really enjoying watching it. I didn't feel in that moment, I didn't feel like I needed to be involved, because I also knew that I was going to get involved later because it was somebody we had been with and we really enjoy.
Right.
I knew that I would get my own satisfaction.
So that guy, the great guy that you liked the best, I mean, you saw him a bunch of times to the point where you trusted him enough that you were doing it without a condom. And mm-hmm. that was all good. How many other guys have you seen, and what other kinds of experiences have you had since that guy?
So there, yes, we saw him, I don't know, maybe 3 or 4 times. And then he said that he was looking for like a monogamous relationship because he was single at that point. We have another guy though that we've probably seen 7, 8 times. And he's the one that we enjoy the most mutually, and that we everything seems so seamless with him. We kind of all equally get pleasure. We have a good time. We'll play around and fuck for a while, and then we'll go to sleep for a little while, and then we'll wake up and have some more fun. So he's kind of our, like, he's almost like our gold standard for guys that we meet with. I'm trying to think that besides the cross dresser.
Yeah, we'll get to him. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. He's been pretty much the kind of the regular. And then there was one guy we had been messaging with. We just could not line our schedules up. We've probably texted with him back and forth for a couple months now. And then when Joe was out of town, we actually arranged for me to go meet him and fuck. So that's the first experience I've had outside of us meeting a guy.
Yeah. And that's like a real hot wife kind of experience. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so it was kind of a last minute thing. There was this other guy we had been messaging with and couldn't line the schedules up. But then it was kind of last minute on a Sunday. And we were like, hey, here's the deal. He's out of town. She's horny. Joe was like, can you go fuck my wife for me? And so he was like, yeah, I sure can. And so within, I would say, 2 hours, I was in a hotel room with him. He was not my favorite person to be with ever out of all the guys we've been with, but it was a fun experience. He was fun to have sex with. We did a lot of different things, but one of the things I kind of quickly came to realize is when there's just two of you, there's not as many options as there is when there's three of you. So there was just only so much you could do with just the two of us. And there were a couple just qualities about him that in person that I just didn't prefer necessarily.
Now, what was the deal with your husband? Was he like on the phone listening? Were you taking pics? Were you just to report back after? And he was like horny just thinking about it. How is it arranged with your husband?
So he's got some serious FOMO when it comes to that kind of thing. So I checked in with him when I first got there, but then I didn't check in with him for a while after. And I think it freaked him out. I think he was most concerned about, are you okay? Are you safe?
For sure.
And then we did send some pictures to him and we texted back and forth with him some. But I think it drove him absolutely crazy to not know, like, play by play and moment by moment what was going on.
Yeah. But was it like a turn on for you to be doing this, knowing that you were going to bring home the details to your husband later? Did you enjoy the solo action, or do you prefer when you're with the all together? Or do you like both?
Well, I liked both. I liked the experience. I'm glad that I went and did it. But I think I do prefer all three of us, like us being together with somebody, mm-hmm. because again, it's just more, mutually enjoyable for everybody. And
there's more going on, like you said.
Yeah. There's just a lot more stimulation.
A big part of what you like about those situations is watching the guy on guy action, and that you don't get that's missing from when you're just solo with the guy. So I would understand why the threesome would be top of the mountain for you, for sure. But you did enjoy though doing the solo thing as well. And that's still on
I
the
did.
Table.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's still on the table. And honestly, we talked while I was with that guy, we talked a lot about, oh, well, what would you do with Joe if he was here? And so and that is something that we're still messaging with him and hope to get together as a threesome one day.
You guys sound kind of lucky in that it seems like you've been able to actually not only pick, but also meet up with a bunch of guys. It's not hard. It's not that easy to find a third, whether it's a man or a woman. It sounds like you've been able to get a couple, a bunch.
Yeah, we've had some really good experiences, and like I said, we've got the one guy who we've seen, I think maybe like I said, 6, 7, 8 times, something like that.
Yeah.
It's just hard for us to line up schedules to meet, but he's definitely like the one that we enjoy the most and is kind of an ongoing. What's interesting about him is he's truly bisexual. He is not in a relationship. He just has couples that he meets with. And the last time we saw him, I started asking the questions about those couples, and he has two different couples that he's been seeing for 8, 9, 10 years.
Wow.
And that's his thing.
Now, before we get to the cross-dresser, because that's like an interesting story, did you guys ever discuss anything more when it comes to like different kinds of scenarios, like hooking up with a woman, doing a couple swap, going to a swingers party? Since you guys have opened things up, did you ever think to take it further in those kinds of way?
Yes, we have talked about that. It's just not something that we have put a lot of energy into planning.
Yeah.
We did go to like a swinger party at a bar one time. Gosh, I think that was maybe last summer, about 6, 7 months ago or so. And because we had been on a Facebook page for it, everybody seemed like they were pretty open and hey, come out to this so you can meet people in person and blah blah blah. So we went down to this bar, and we went there, and we were probably me more so than Joe, but I was really put off by it.
Really? How come?
There everybody was super clicky. Like there we found it very difficult to actually people and connect with people there because everybody already knew each other. And then the people that we did talk to, it just looked like they were just looking for another woman to join their couple or just looking for like a wife swap. There it didn't seem like they were very open to
Newbies or
like
anything else outside of what they got. Yeah, that
yeah.
sucks.
Yeah, it did. It did suck. Yeah. We were really put off by it. So
That's a
we
bad
haven't
party. That's the party planner person or whatever. You know, because I don't hear that typically. A lot of times people say like people in the lifestyle are so inclusive and so open and so welcoming to newbies. But of course it's not going to be the same everywhere, right? I just think that was a bad party for sure, because typically I don't hear that kind of experience. But that place obviously is that way. And those people that hang out there, that's just the way they roll. But I would say give it another shot someplace else. And now, what about doing like a couple swap or looking online for other things? Is there ever any of that in your future, or do you just strictly like what you're doing now?
We do what we're doing. We have been messaging with a couple that we were hoping to maybe meet up with soon that is interested in being with another couple. Again, I don't think that the from what we've gathered messaging back and forth, I don't think that the guy is into a ton of action with another guy, but enough so that I think it could be a fun experience between all of us, because I've had very limited experience with other women. So I really, that's something that I want to explore. We haven't put a lot of energy into doing it yet.
So now when he, I know that when he told you about this crossdresser he was like hooking up with, you had some questions or didn't really believe it. Tell me that whole story. There was a hookup recently. I know I need the update.
Yes, you do. So yeah, he found this crossdresser, I think, just in his travels and his work day had kind of happened upon her at a gas station, and he's so outgoing that he of course went right up to her and started talking to her. So and exchanged email addresses or something like that, because that's how she communicates. So he ends up hooking up with this crossdresser, and I think he had hooked up with her maybe 3, 4 times, something like that. And I was just always really curious about it. There was something that always felt a little like odd or off to me about it, because to me, again, being like the really curious person that I am, I'm like, who is this person? Who is the person behind the cross dresser? What are they doing? What's their life like? I had a million questions in my head. And of course, Joe's like, yeah, we don't talk. We just we meet and we fuck. That's what we do
That's
basically.
guys
Like he's
for
like, I'm not gonna ask, yeah, I'm not gonna ask questions. And I was like, I'm just so curious. And so what I have learned kind of after the fact is that he, of course, told the cross dresser that he was married and his wife knows. knows and supports him. And of course, again, in hindsight, now I know the cross-dresser thought that he was, of course, lying about that and didn't even believe he had a wife. Right. So after telling the crossdresser about my wife is really curious, blah, 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 the crossdresser decided to test the waters and said, well, give her my email address and tell her to email me. And it took me a couple days, but I did. I emailed her and we started this email interaction back and forth. And after the fact, again, come to find out, the crossdresser did not believe I was real.
Yeah.
At first.
It's so funny.
Thought that it was just either it was Joe messaging or something.
Yeah, for sure.
So again, I just had a lot of questions back and forth, but we emailed back and forth for about a week and then we decided to meet for a coffee at Starbucks.
Oh my God. I wonder if even at that point, the crossdresser was thinking there's no way a woman's walking through the door, because even an email, doesn't matter that you're emailing, it could still be Joe, right? Emailing. So it's really,
yes,
he's not, the yes. crossdresser doesn't believe it until you walk through the door. How surprised.
Yes, she did not. She told me later, she was like, I did not think that you would show up at Starbucks. And I was like, I didn't know whether I was going to either, because that was something super outside the box for me.
Yeah.
I'm much more comfortable, obviously, meeting people if it's the two of us together meeting them. Because I'm much more introverted and quiet and kind of a little bit more shy. So it's just easier if I'm with Joe to do that. Mm-hmm. So.
Hi, I'm Chris Gethard, and I'm very excited to tell you about Beautiful Anonymous, a podcast where I talk to random people on the phone. I tweet out a phone number, thousands of people try to call, I talk to one of them, they stay anonymous, I can't hang up, that's all the rules. I never know what's going to happen. We get serious ones. I've talked with meth dealers on their way to prison. I've talked to people who survived mass shootings. Crazy funny ones. I talked to a guy with a goose laugh, somebody who dresses up as a pirate on the weekends. I never know what's going to happen. It's a great show. Subscribe today, Beautiful Anonymous.
So you walk into Starbucks and tell me what goes down.
So yeah, I walk into Starbucks and it is insanely busy.
Oh my God.
And there's a crossdresser sitting right there inside the door. And so she stands up and she gives me a hug and she was like, where do you want to sit? And I said, well, why don't we sit outside? It was a nice spring day. And so she got me a drink and we sat outside and we basically took turns asking questions back and forth. And of course my questions have more to do with, I want to know about you personally. So she would answer them or not, depending on what it was, but I just couldn't help. She's very open about saying, I'm not passable as a woman. This is just something that I enjoy and I feel sexy doing it. And you can tell it's a man dressed up in female clothing with makeup on and a wig on. It's not like she's really fooling anybody, but she knows that. She admits it. It's just something that she really, really enjoys. And so sitting there across the table, looking at her, having a conversation with her, I just couldn't help but think, I'm seeing the person behind this. Yeah. I'm not seeing this persona that you're putting off. And she puts on, there's such a different personality between her cross-dressing self and then the counterpart male.
Yeah.
So, but we don't see that. We see a lot of crossover.
You see the cross-dresser is what you're saying.
No, we see
both.
Because since that time I sat down and the next time I met for coffee, I met with the male.
Continue on. This is such a fascinating story. Okay. Yeah.
So the next week I met him at the same Starbucks and it was him dressed as himself.
Now, was that your request? Did you say, hey, you know what? Because you're just so curious. I would be the same way, right? This is why I do my show, because I was curious by nature, right? So did you say, hey, would you be okay to show up as your male self so I could see you that way as well? Was that your idea?
I think it kind of mutually came about because, yes, I think she, the crossdresser, may have asked, and I said, yeah, I would love to sit down with your male counterpart and get to know you, because I think I had said it, I believe that I see a lot of you underneath the cross-dressing.
Yeah.
So, and he was open to that. So
you walk in and then you know exactly who he was when you walked in. Could you see this resemblance? I would assume.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Very much. Well, and he sat at the same table that we were at the week before and he brought me a rose, which I thought was really, really sweet.
Yeah.
So, So again, we sat down and we talked. And one of the things that has been a catch for me this whole time is the fact that he is married and his spouse does not know anything about this lifestyle.
Wow.
And that's a big hang up for me. It always mm-hmm. has been. It's been a deal breaker with other people. But for some reason with him, we continue having conversations.
Yeah.
So I met with him that week. The following week, Joe and I met with him. We all three met together. And so again, we met at a Starbucks, and this was the first time that Joe had seen him as himself.
Right. Because Joe has a free pass to hook up with guys. You'll get more of that story in Joe's episode, but he's able to go and hook up solo, and he's been playing solo with this cross dresser, but always when the cross dresser has been dressed.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. So yeah, we all three of us met together and sat down and, like I said, had a coffee. And Joe even said, I see a lot of this personality in your cross-dressing personality as well. So we didn't think that there was that big of a change or a difference. There probably yeah. is for him internally, but we don't yeah. see it on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. So that was the third time we met. And then the following week, I had a park date with him where we found like a little bit of like a secluded area in a park. And again, he had brought some like coffee and tea for us, and we sat, but we got to be able to sit there and kiss and hug and touch and kind of have a little bit more of an exploratory session with one another.
Interesting. Now, is she dressed as her cross-dressing self, or is he showing up as a guy at that park?
He is showing up as a guy at the park. The only time, it was only that first initial time that
you
we
met with the cross-dresser side of him.
Yes.
Right. Okay. Mm-hmm. So now yeah. you're at the park and you're kind of like hooking up with him a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, we're, like I said, we're kissing and we're touching and kind of just exploring each other, and had a really good time. And at this point, we had the threesome date planned, so we knew it was coming. So yeah, we had a really good time together there. And then the following week was going to be the week we were going to be meeting on that weekend. And so we decided, Joe and I decided, that we were not going to meet with he wasn't going to meet her and I wasn't going to meet him that week. We were just going to kind of save it for the weekend. We decided on a hotel we met up with. We were in the lobby of the hotel and she walks in dressed, because that's how we decided, is that
that's
she
what
was
I
going
was...
to share.
Oh, okay. So that's interesting. So you had only met up with her as a guy with your husband and fooled around with it, but this time the hookup was going to be her dressed.
Yes, because
okay. That's more interesting.
The male counterpart is not sure about it. Male counterpart says that he is a straight male.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, right. So he can't show up and hook up with your husband. It's okay to be the guy
exactly.
with you in the park, but if your husband's going to be there, he only feels like it could be with a guy when he's dressed. I totally understand that, because I've talked to many cross-dressers and that's definitely the thing. So that would make sense that the only way he could do that is if he's dressed. With your guy, because
yes.
your guy's going to be there. And you were down
yes.
for that? You're such an open
yes.
person. So curious. You kind of roll with anything. You're like, why not try it, right? You're that kind of person. I love it.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Totally. I was definitely down for it. So yeah, we head on up to the hotel room. And so Joe and the cross-dresser kind of get into it, because that was the thing, is I wanted to see what they do. That what they have always done together that
yeah.
I haven't been like privy to. So mm-hmm. I get to kind of sit and watch what's going on and what they do and how they enjoy one another, giving each other head, fingering each other, just a whole bunch of playing around. So we had a really good time with that. I did a good bit of watching for first, I don't even know how long, just for a little while, just because, like I said, I wanted to see what they do. And then at one point I got involved with, it was cross-dresser and Joe, I got involved in the scene and made sure that I undressed for her, because she, male counterpart, was really looking forward to seeing me naked.
Yeah.
And then we decided that cross-dresser was going to go and transform into his male counterpart.
Oh, interesting. So when she wasn't going to be with you, he was going to be with you. there was a switch when that came to when that was brought to the table. I love this. It's fascinating and dynamic.
So she goes to the bathroom. She calls me in because she wants help undressing. So I go in and I undress her. And then Joe comes in and we both start giving her head. And then we go back out. She finishes like taking all the makeup and everything off and she comes out. And then so he and I spent a good bit of time in bed together, so much so that Joe was like, y'all are boring, because we were just kind of talking. Like we were just doing a lot of talking and touching and caressing and everything. And when it came down to it, he was never able to get hard enough for me to have sex with him. Mm-hmm. So it was just a lot of like oral and fingering and Joe and I fucking and kind of going back and forth like that. I pegged him and Joe both. So we just kind of had a really fun mutual time, and it seemed to us like he was into it even as his male counterpart there with Joe and I.
Wow. Fascinating. Right? When you're, like I said before, I thought how crazy it is that here you are with two guys, but now even take it a step further, here you are with this cross-dresser and the switching back and forth and everything. It's a really interesting mm-hmm. dynamic, like I said, for sure. And did you enjoy it?
Yeah, we really did enjoy it. We thought it didn't kind of fulfill all the experiences I wanted to have because I really wanted to fuck him.
Yeah.
But it wasn't happening. So it didn't check mark that box for me, but it was a really, really fun experience. Another little like fun tidbit was we were laying there after Joe and I had sex. And so Joe was soft and he cross-dresser had never seen him soft and practically pounced on him. started sucking him. He was like, oh, I need to go experience that.
Oh my God.
Was a really funny part. But yeah, we both really enjoyed it. We realized that there are things between the two of us that we need to make sure boundary-wise that all three of us are included when we're with another person, because like I said, Joe found it kind of boring and when he and I were just in bed and playing around and there just wasn't that much action going on per se.
Right. So a little less of that next time for Joe.
Correct.
Yeah. Yes. Oh my God. That's crazy. That's a great story. Now, last question, just because you did touch upon it. How do you feel like doing all this stuff and opening up your marriage and having threesomes has changed your marriage, even outside of the bedroom, more so outside of the bedroom, because we already know how it's changed, you know, inside the bedroom?
It has brought us like immeasurably closer together. Yeah. By far, it has created a whole nother dimension of our relationship. We, along with just a lot of other work that we're doing, we are having much deeper conversations. We are much more open with one another. We are able to say hard things to each other that we know may not go over so well, but may need to be said. It's a deeper relationship than we've ever had before. And I could have never imagined that it would be this way. Along with that, though, comes some really heavy emotional tolls that it takes on me, because I kind of take on, I'm pretty empathic. So I take on a lot of that. So it's also been kind of difficult from that standpoint to just constantly be bouncing back from like really heavy emotional conversations.
Really? Even with your husband, you're saying?
Yes. Yeah.
Like it's so intense. It's like too much. I don't understand.
Yeah, it's just because there's a lot of processing of emotions. And through this whole process, especially with a cross-dresser, we've come to touch on some kind of insecurities that we've had. So kind of exploring those and exploring where they're coming from and how we can navigate around them, make sure that they don't get touched on and triggered when we're with other guys or couples. And again, just trying to dig into, well, where are those insecurities coming from? So it's just, like I said, it's more difficult conversations that we wouldn't be having if we weren't doing this.
Right. You're opening up a whole new area. So you're figuring out more parts of yourself. But I think that's where down the line, even 5 more years from now, you're even closer because of going there. You're really going and seeing layers of each other that you would never see. and talking about them. And that's what typically people say is what brings couples together. It's that over communication. And I think that you're having a level of intimacy with the other person that you wouldn't have, because most of the time all those layers stay hidden.
Yes.
They're not exactly there. Even if they're not so great, like you said, some of them are insecurities and it brings up, but those are parts of who you are. You're not like creating new parts. You're just uncovering things that are already there, and it's coming to the surface and you're tending to them, even if they're difficult, which I think in the long run brings you closer.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Right. It doesn't, none of it has these insecurities that have come up and everything. None of it has been something that could affect your relationship in a negative way?
No, it's just been things that we've had to work through between the two of us so that they don't occur again, or we don't touch on those spots. Or like I said, it's kind of figuring out, okay, well, where are those insecurities coming from, and kind of exploring that.
Yeah. Right. So listen, I love this story. I'm so glad you called in too. I feel like even though it's the same story, it's always a completely different episode. And I love getting the same story from both couples. So thanks so much for calling in as well. I have super hot picks of you guys over on my Patreon. Your husband sent me, he sent me some rated X one. Those will go over up on my Discord. You guys could put them up on my Discord as well. So okay, those will be over there. I'll give you free access. Promise me that you're going to listen to Samantha's episode or check them out, because I just feel like there's a connection there that needs to be made. And anyway, thanks. What did we call you? Mary? Thanks, Mary. Thanks so much for calling in. And make sure to go over to my Discord and check those people out and post the pics. And I'll tell Joe too.
I will definitely go check them out. And thank you for having me on.
This is a fascinating story. Thanks so much for calling in.
Thanks. Have a good day.
Bye, Mary. Bye. Hey, everyone. Thanks so much for tuning in to this week's episode. If you want to follow the show, follow me at Strict Anonymous on Instagram or Twitter. That's at Strict Anonymous. If you want to sign up for my Patreon, on my Patreon, you are not only supporting my show, but you will get these episodes early, ad-free, and you get to see anonymous pics of my guests. Most of the girls send in anonymous pics, and some of the guys send in anonymous pics. So if you want to see anonymous pics of my guests, as well as support my show and get these episodes early and ad-free, sign up for my Patreon, patreon.com/strictlyanonymouspodcast. That's patreon.com/strictlyanonymouspodcast. The link is also in the description below. Thanks so much for listening.
Do you have a story, lifestyle, or situation you can't talk about to anyone? Or do you just want to let your freak flag fly and be on the show? Well, Strictly Anonymous wants to hear from you. Send us an email, strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com, with your story and your anonymous name. And remember, everything is Strictly Anonymous. Strictly Anonymous.